From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Europe's migrant crisis deepens. Monday, train loads of people arrived in Austria and Germany from Hungary, many fleeing Syria's civil war. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says there is agreement the burden on Italy, waves of migrants reaching southern Europe, must be reduced. She called on other countries to do more. Germany has accepted more refugees than any other country, but Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland are among those that have blocked a plan for European Union member states to accept specific numbers of migrants. Austria Monday blocked a Munich-bound train at the Hungarian border as authorities searched for human traffickers and questioned whether hundreds of migrants, many from Syria, had proper credentials to continue their trip into the European heartland. Vienna tightened its security checks after the bodies of more than 70 migrants were discovered last week in Austria in an abandoned truck. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar Monday accused government forces of repeatedly breaking the ceasefire that was part of a peace agreement signed by the government last week.
We have concerns that the ceasefire is not holding, and this is because the government is unable to control its own troops. First, the ground troops have been continuing fighting, particularly in Unity State.
Machar warned if the fighting persists, the peace deal will not be implementable. The ceasefire was to go into effect fully at midnight Saturday. South Sudanese officials, meanwhile, are blaming rebels for new attacks, citing an ambush that killed at least two soldiers Monday and the shelling of government positions. The United Nations has threatened sanctions against those who violate the pact. This is VOA News. Monday, the White House said U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice indicated repeatedly to leaders in Pakistan they can do more to confront extremist groups. Rice met Sunday in Islamabad with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif and the country's army chief to discuss operations against the Haqqani network. According to a senior U.S. official, Rice told the leaders that attacks in Afghanistan by forces based in Pakistan are absolutely unacceptable. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
It's a very dynamic region. We all know that. And we continue to consult with Pakistan and its neighbors to assess the challenges of the threat environment and what responses need to be made.
The subject is expected to be on the agenda when Pakistan's Prime Minister Sharif is scheduled to visit the White House in October. The World Health Organization Monday said Ebola experts are in Sierra Leone's Cambia district investigating the latest case that emerged less than a week after the West African country was to have begun a 42-day incubation period before being declared Ebola-free. Sidi Yaya Tunis is head of the communications for the National Ebola Response Center.
Communities must remain vigilant if we are to entirely win this fight. And this is a classic example of how things can go wrong if we tend to move away from doing the right things.
Experts are looking for the source of transmission and contacts traced after a 67-year-old woman died of the deadly virus. Residents in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region said al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union force base early Tuesday. No immediate information on casualties. Meanwhile, the UN warns the number of Somalis suffering from a lack of food has spiked in the last 6 months. President Obama says it will take the Iranian economy until the year 2022 to get back to its pre-sanctions level after the recently negotiated nuclear deal comes into force. The president said in an interview with the Jewish newspaper Forward, published Monday, Tehran is going to have to use the $50 billion in unfrozen assets to prop up the badly sagging economy. Opponents to the agreement with Iran, including Israel, say Iran will immediately use the funds to bolster its military and support terror groups. The troubled Chinese economy got more bad news Tuesday with the release of two manufacturing indices showing further weakness in the world's second biggest economy. One, the official Purchasing Managers Index, fell in August to 49.7, down from the reading of 50 on a scale of 100 posted in July. Tuesday marks the 11th anniversary of an attack by Islamist militants on a school in Russia's North Caucasus region that killed more than 340 hostages. The three-day siege and massacre at school number one in Beslan is one of the bloodiest terrorist acts ever in Russia. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.